This is Alfred Beauvais, Editor-in-Chief of AXL. AXL is the American College of Cardiology Extended Learning Series, featuring conversations in cardiology with the scientists who conduct research in our field and the clinicians who are translating that research into clinical practice. You are about to hear an interview from our latest issue. As an AXL subscriber, you will receive 24 new interviews each month. Plus, depending on your subscription level, we'll have access to hundreds of interviews in our digital library. With AXL, you can stream or download your content for convenient offline access on your mobile device, and each interview qualifies for CME credit and MOC self-assessment points. For more information, visit acc.org/ACCEL. Listen now to a talk Roxana Mira had with Dr. Antonio Colombo, director of the cardiac cath lab at the San Rafael Hospital in Milan, Italy. They cover main PCI, why, when, and how.
Thank you for being here, Dr. Colombo.
Thank you, Dr. Mehran.
So we've got three big questions, why, when, and how. So let's start with left main. Why should we even be considering PCI in left main when the gold standard is CABG?
We have to go back to the history of PCI. If PCI of the left main did not have a good start, the results were pretty bad when there was only balloon angioplasty. The emergence of stents made an improvement, but still we had to wait for the drug-eluting stent to be applied. And the most important trial that evaluated the left main PCI is the Syntax. It was not really designated for that purpose, but in the subgroup, the results were pretty good. So I think the Syntax trial, even if it was not done with the best available stent, led the way to do pivotal trial to legitimate left main PCI.
So you're talking, I guess, the legitimate trials being EXCEL and NOBLE?
Yes.
What do you think about those trials? Because one has one type of a result, NOBLE has another type of a result. Tell us a little bit about your idea of EXCEL versus NOBLE and how the totality of the evidence is leading you towards PCI in the left main.
Yeah, NOBLE is the only one that really made a little bit an outlier. We can go into details. Basically, NOBLE evaluated the revascularization as an endpoint, and we have a little bit of unacceptable high rate of stent thrombosis in NOBLE, maybe related to the stent or maybe related to bad luck. But I think if we put all trials together, Syntax, NOBLE, EXCEL, pre-combat, we end up with overall positive results. So I think left main PCI, if done in the appropriate patient and with the appropriate technique, is a reasonable alternative to bypass surgery. We have no data to say that it's better, but we can say that it's a reasonable alternative.
So a reasonable alternative, class 2A, class 1?
I would still give a class 2A.
Class 2A, very good.
Because I would give class 1 if the NOBLE was positive.
So 2A may be considered, or a reasonable alternative,
yeah.
Sort of.
Course,
it's a little bit higher than may be considered.
Of course, it depends. There are many features that are not taken into account. Is the left main lesion is going to need the two stents? Is it true bifurcation where you need two stents? Is a very simple or relatively simple bifurcation where one stent, how much is the associated disease? How much disease on the LAD? Do you need the two long stents on the LAD, et cetera, et cetera? So these nuances, partially captured by the Syntax score, but not completely, should be taken into account. We all know that each patient needs to be evaluated separately. How old is the patient? Is 86? Should we subject to bypass surgery an 86-year-old patient? We don't have 86-year-old patient in the Syntax study. What's the criteria for exclusion?
So very important is the evaluation of the patient, and the why is just the great progress we've made in PCI and the trials now that are showing at the very least non-inferiority, which to me is really superiority when you don't have to have a big surgical procedure. But the next question is when? When would you undertake PCI in the left main?
First of all, you have to prove that the lesion is critical, which is not so easy because very frequently left main lesions have associated disease of the LAD. So to use FFR is not always appropriate because if you have downstream lesions, FFR becomes unreliable. If you don't have, then you can use FFR. Of course, if the lesion is not clearly critical, you can use IVUS if the lesion is intermediate, and if the lesion is critical in a very clear fashion, that you don't have to use anything at all. It's just obvious. Of course, symptoms. The symptoms can be subtle for left main stenosis. Not always you have angina. Sometimes you have shortness of breath, fatigue. The heart function is not normal. So angina may not be the only symptoms that the patient reports. So why, when the lesion is critical? Critical by non-invasive, by FFR, by IVUS, by angiography, or by some...
So a full picture. Of the whole thing put together. So then lastly, the most important one, your master operator. How do we perform PCI? If you are, to our listeners, they want to know, how does Antonio Colombo perform PCI in the left main? How do you prepare yourself? What do you do? Is imaging always used? Tell us what you do, how you choose what you do. Most of these are bifurcations as well.
So in the old time, we always have to use a femoral approach because we think it's a serious condition and you need to put yourself in the best possible situation. Nowadays, you can perform most of the left main PCI with a radial approach. You don't need a large guiding catheter. 6 French guiding catheter is sufficient. Next question is, do you need hemodynamic support? Most of the time, you don't need. Of course, if you are dealing with a very calcified left main, where you have to use rotablator, the ejection fraction is not ideal, then you may consider hemodynamic support up to the balloon pump or even the impeller. But for most of them, you don't need. And every time you have to go to a complex left main PCI, you have to ask the surgeon why you do a complex left main PCI instead of surgery. As I said, if the patient is 89, you take the risk to go to a complex left main PCI. If the patient is 68, maybe you have to evaluate surgical options. The technique, first of all, you have to take advantage of the size. You have to know that most left main are 3.5 millimeter or bigger. If you have any doubt that the left main looks small, do IVUS and reconsider the vessel size. Many times angiography underestimate the vessel size, and if you can implant a 3.5 and not a 3 or stent, is a big advantage for a number of reasons. Second, always privilege, if possible, a one stent approach. I say if possible because you don't have to always implant one stent. If the bifurcation is complex, utilize 2 stents even as intention to treat. You are not making a mistake to implant 2 stents if needed. You are making a mistake to implant 2 stents if not needed. And if you implant 2 stents, be absolutely diligent on the technique. Of course, even with one stent, but with 2 stents, you have to be more diligent. And I would say one stent, I would do IVUS 80%, maybe say even 100%. But with 2 stents, it's a must. You don't have to take any chance because you put more metal and you have to be absolutely sure that all the metal is embedded in the wall of the artery, no protrusion in the lumen, and you have to achieve the maximum possible minimal lumen area, both in the LAD and towards the circumflex. And finally, remember that the circumflex is going to be the big problem. So don't dream to have single-digit angiographic restenosis as the ostium of the circumflex.
So do you bring them for routine angiographic follow-up, or you wait for symptoms?
Not necessarily symptoms, but I do non-invasive follow-up because sometimes the symptoms don't show up. So non-invasive follow-up is important. Routine angiographic follow-up, I don't think, is necessary.
And then lastly, potent P2Y12 inhibitors in these patients. Do you trust clopidogrel alone, or do you feel that maybe you should be more potent?
No, I think if you have done a good implant, unless you have multiple stents in the other vessels, long stents in the LED, standard Plavix and aspirin should be sufficient. Left main is a big vessel. The flow is very high. So theoretically, at least theoretically, the risk of thrombosis should be low.
But as we saw in Excel, it was actually quite low. Yeah. Fantastic 10-minute quick tutorial of why, when, and how to perform PCI in the left main. Thank you so much, Dr. Colombo. Always a pleasure to be with you, and your tips and tricks are always well appreciated by our audience, and we're honored to have you.
Thank you for this opportunity.
This is Alfred Beauvais, Editor-in-Chief of Axel, and you've been listening to an interview from our recent issue. For more information on how to subscribe to Axel and receive additional interviews published each month, go to acc.org/accel.